Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Words of encouragement.
again to those that are hurting deeply around the world tonight. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we will allow the church to say amen and amen. And I would just like to make these observations. I've looked on the internet at the devastation and the hurt that are in the hearts of the people. And they're hurting. They don't really know what to do but to react. But we know that we have to bring this here to some kind of where we can talk and try to unite, because we cannot continue to go on in this mannerism. And we know that on tonight in Ferguson, Missouri, there is tension that has been on the horizon for some time now. And because of this ruling, we got the news tonight. Some of you got it earlier, some of you got it later. Depends on what time slot that you was in around the world, Pacific or Central or what have you. But I just know that the world is hurting right now, and we need to have a chance to heal. And we know that it's going to take time for that to take on itself with healing, but we're going to also need God. We need a divine intervention, because we cannot fight this war alone. You know, God tells us in his word, he said that vengeance is mine. I will repay. And even though we know our hearts are hurting deep within the epitome of our very soul, down in the very guts of our belly, we are hurting because we know that injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. But we know that God is the go-to man. We're going to have to pray like never before. We're going to have a united corporate prayer for this world as a whole. And it's going to take God to come down and make things right. But we're going to have to allow God that chance, because he's our Lord and our Savior. You know what he told us? He told us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And I want you to know that God has not left you, Miss Brown and Mr. Brown. God has not left you. God has not forsaken you. He's seen your tears. He's seen your outcry. He's seen your heartache, your despair. And God is with you. Don't let nobody tell you that you're walking alone. They are a liar, and the truth is not in them. God is right there walking beside you and your family. And God is holding you up. God has his archangels posted on every post and camped all around about you. Now, we know that weeping may endure for a night, but we do know that joy will come in the morning. So it might be raining in your life tonight, as it is in Ferguson, Missouri. It's raining tonight. I'm not talking about physical rain. I'm talking about spiritual rain of hurt, despair, outcry, outbreaks, that's a sign of hurt, animosity. But the only person that can heal a broken heart is Jesus Christ. And I sermon on tonight entitled, Win or Lose, Do Good. I'm going to say that one more time. Win or lose, do good. We know that doing good do not feel good all the time. It do not feel good. It do not feel right. Sometimes it sounds like it's idiotic for somebody to tell you to do good in spite of being done wrong. But that is exactly what the Word of God tells us. To do good. So whether we win or we lose, we are given instructions, we are given orders, we are given a command by the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the King of Glory. He tell us, he said, to do good. We're going to read our first key scripture on tonight. And it reads like this. Hallelujah. It says, it says, subject to rules and authorities is to obey, to be ready for every good works. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Titus 3:1. And our second key scripture reads like this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And I too am a witness that being good and doing good don't always feel good. But we know that it's the right thing to do. And in the end, Jesus is the one that's going to make all things right. He's going to set the record straight. He said that what all the deeds that has been done in the dark will come to the light. Hallelujah. He says that the world loves darkness because they're of evil. And so God is going to bring all the evilness. He's going to bring it to the surface. He's going to bring it to the light. He's going to open it up just like a can of worms. God is going to redeem. Because in the end, all you will do by being unruly crowd is a record, a mugshot. You would get a number and being sent to jail, or more importantly, to the penitentiary for years all in. So, my encouragement tonight is win or lose. This is not my word, but this is God's word. God said to do good, in spite of what we're going through. Because we know that in this world, of sin and corruption and unrest, God said that we will go through trials and tribulations, each and every one of us, not just one individual, but each and every one of us that is here on planet Earth, you will encounter trials and tribulations. But God has encouraged us that He will repay. So I'm going to try, because I tell you, my heart is heavy, and I tell you, I'm just so hurt myself until I can't even begin to get my composure here together on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm reminded that there was a good Samaritan. But the good Samaritan then had turned bad. And he saved the woman's life. Then after saving the woman's life, he then stole her purse. And the witness said that a passerby had noticed a distressed woman. She was getting ready to jump off a bridge. And the man struggled with the woman until she broke free, then fell back onto the concrete and was knocked unconscious. And that the surprise came, according to the witness. The suspect then grabbed the woman's purse and ran off. We know that that man's outrageous behavior illustrates the patterns of the Pharisees. They too seem ready to go to the rescue of others in the law, Matthew 23 and 15. We are told that they were advertised as men of prayers, men of scriptures, champions of the faith, helpers of the needy. But the intentions of their heart revealed that they were actually thieves and explorers of people. None of us is above such behavior. We too can reach out to others with an honest desire to help them. Yet underneath, we may become more interested and concerned about our own welfare than about others. So we are to look to God. And we can pray this prayer that, Lord, I don't want to be like that. We long to be as real and as loving as your son. And to help us not to succumb to selfishness as we express your love to others. Don't let our motive turn into a desire for self-advantage. We know that a good motive turned bad on the hinge of selfishness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We just want healing to take place, God. And we know you are the one that can bring healing. You can bring peace back to our world that's been in an uproar and unrest. Hallelujah. And we know that when the results of the sworn-in president that is now our president of the United States, we know that the U.S. citizens, some of them was glad and some of them were sad. It really depended on their political persuasion. Those who voted for the winner were likely to accept the authority of the government he established. Then again, most others will submit, though grudgingly. We know that as Christians, we go beyond mere submission to governing authorities and follow the guidelines given in the Bible. In writing to Titus, Paul said that we should also be peaceable and considerate, and we should do good without slandering anyone. Titus was working among believers in Crete, a place notorious for its unruly inhabitants. There were good reasons to say bad things about the people living and ruling there. But Paul warned Christians not to do it. In fact, several times in his short letter to Titus, Paul mentioned the importance of doing good, loving what is good, teaching what is good, doing what is good. Paul later is timely reminded that as Christians, we are to do what is good for people regardless of whether we approve of their value and agree with their policies. It might not be easy, but it is the right thing to do. From the example of Jesus, who went about doing good, we are to honor our Savior by helping wherever he would. Christians can be constructive if they refuse to be destructive. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And we also know that there was a guy who had learned that there was an elderly woman whom had fell ill and she was any longer able to buy her food or medicine or even pay her rent. So this guy came to her rescue and he took her into his own home and treated her as though she was his own mother. Gave her a bed, prepared her food, meals, bought her medicine out of his own pocket. Even transported her from and to the hospital for her medical checkups. And he continued to care for her when she could no longer care for herself. Hallelujah. And I imagine that when this man learned, hallelujah, that this man that helped out this woman in her time of need, he was a zealous atheist. And I tell you, I've been able to talk with one of those one-on-one not long ago. But even though in his atheist demeanor, we are told that the Jews were shocked by Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan because he put them in a positive light. And they despised the Samaritan the way that they tend to look down, this woman tend to look down on this atheist whom had taken her in his home. But it was a lawyer that had asked God and he tested Jesus and he said, how he could inherit eternal life. And Jesus asked him, what did the law say? The man answered and said that he must love the Lord with all his heart and his neighbor as himself. And that scripture reading is found in the law of Luke 10:25-27. Then he asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? That's verse 29. And then Jesus stirred the Samaritan was the neighbor who showed kindness to the wounded man. Jesus wanted this parable to challenge his listeners. The story of the Good Samaritan and the good atheist remind us of the high standard of God's word, to love your neighbor as yourself. Hallelujah. We know that to love your neighbor is not an easy task. But God will not show his love through me if only I will ask. And we know that being a good neighbor is a challenge. And I can share a testimony with you on that regard. I have a neighbor. And I've seen my neighbor take his blower and blow his leaves over into my yard. He didn't know I was looking, but I was looking through my sense. And I saw him, and I didn't say anything at that particular time. I waited till the next opportunity presented itself, and I heard his blower going again, and I was in hiding, and he took his blower, and he blew his leaves instead of picking them up like I picked my leaves up. He'd blow his leaves over into my yard. Then that would be extra work for me. But the second time around, I was able to catch him blowing his leaves over into my yard. And I approached him. I said, why are you blowing your leaves over into my yard? Mind you, he was speechless. He didn't have anything to say. But he was just stunned that I had caught him in his madness. Because when people do you wrong, that's considered as madness. But I tell you, in spite of what he done to me, I still have to love him anyway. I don't have to like what he's doing. You know, he's over in his yard, and he smokes cigarettes, and that scent and the odor of his cigarette is just though I got a cigarette right in my hands, up to my lips. That's how strong the scent is. And I tell you, just like Jesus said, you know, to love your neighbor But it takes a whole lot of humility to love your neighbor. But I know with God's help, we can pull it off. And I tell you, even though he's done a lot of other things that wasn't so kind to me, I was picking some oranges off of my tree on this past Thursday. And I had more oranges than I could eat. And I told God I didn't want to be wasteful, you know. I didn't want them to hit the ground, you know, and be ruined. But I wanted to thank him for his blessings, you know, enabling me to have this harvest. And so I just continued to pick until I couldn't pick anymore. And I shouted out his name across the fence because I knew he was over there because I could smell his cigarette smoke, but he didn't say anything. I called his name about two or three times, and he didn't answer. You know, I didn't let it be as that. In spite of him not even answering me, I took him a large bag of oranges over to his door, ringed his doorbell, and I just said, enjoy. And I tell you, I got the biggest kick, the biggest high out of doing that because that let the devil know that in spite of what you do to me, you can't do no more than God allowed you to do. So I want you to be encouraged out there tonight to know that victory is yours. Victory today is mine. And I tell you, this too shall pass. I want you to be encouraged. Hallelujah. And I just want you to know that Jesus loves you. And Jesus is only a whisper prayer away. God is not too far to where he cannot hear his children outcry. But God, hear our cry. God, hear your cry. And God is going to make things right. You just wait and see. You just keep on doing good. You just keep on being the good Samaritan that you can be. Because God is going to be the one that repays. And I'll tell you, you can't outbeat God repaying. Because there's no telling what he will do when it's time for him to repay them that has done you wrong. But you just keep on being good. Win or lose, do good. And in closing, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Till we meet again, we want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. Keep on holding up the bloodstained banner for our Lord. For you will reap a harvest if you faint not. We're going to change the dimension of our program. We're going to now bring you hymns of Zion to encourage your heart and to lift your spirit. Be encouraged, people of God. You are like all around the world. God bless you all tonight. Bye for now. Broken in my heart. Jesus.